The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time. His life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. The last 3 hours, Anthony Gucciardi is going to be doing the remainder of this fourth hour. Before we go to Anthony Gucciardi, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the issues of why I think libertarians should reject Ted Cruz. This is an article from Eric Peters. It's up on Infowars.com. And Eric Peters, I see, has EricPetersAutos.com. I think Eric and I would have a lot to talk about. He likes libertarian politics and cars. He has car reviews as well. But this is his libertarian politics stuff here. I bet he hates self-driving cars like me, too. He likes to drive cars. He says, Cruz is a Bush neocon who is trying to hijack the conservative and the libertarian movements. Yes, absolutely. And listen to what he has to say. Now that the other front men for the irremediably corrupt GOP establishment have been trumped, all hope is pinned on the former Bush machine operative who's touted as an outsider that will rescue our freedoms from the grasping talons of the dread Hildebeest. In other words, you got to support Ted Cruz or we'll get Hillary Clinton. It's like, really? Well, you know what? There are some policies that they always hold out there that they say, well, this is very different. I mean, you know, here's what Democrats think about abortion. Here's what we think about abortion. And then they offer you a strategy to say, well, we're going to appoint some Supreme Court justices who presumably will overturn Roe v. Wade. And it's like, and if you look at Ted Cruz's site, where he talks about protecting the Constitution, all he does is talk about his many different cases that he's argued before the Supreme Court. That's not the only way we protect the Constitution, folks. And you need to understand they've been gaming you with this for a very long time, selling you a bill of goods saying, we're going to get rid of Obamacare, we're going to get rid of the open borders, and so on and so forth, and say, oh, I can't do anything about Obamacare now because of the Supreme Court. Look, it's criminal. And they have supported indirectly the executive orders of Obama. They have allowed essentially the executive orders of these bureaucracies. They've allowed the bureaucracies to act as if they are governments. We not only have taxation without representation with the bureaucracies, but we also have legislation without representation. We have these bureaucratic courts bring you into the bureaucratic courts and they try you without the presumption of innocence. And then they assess excessive fines to you. We see that happening with the EPA, with many of these organizations. They have civil asset forfeiture. And he goes on to say, will the election of Ted Cruz mean that I and other peaceful Americans who've committed no crime, who've given no reason to suspect us of having committed one, will be able to fly without crotch groping? Will random, probable, cause-free stop and searches on our roads be ended? Will they stop confiscating our property when they do that, calling it civil asset forfeiture? Will I no longer be presumed guilty until I prove myself innocent? Will I no longer be forced to send money to a health insurance mafia? Will the troops be called home and disbanded to civilian life? Will the government cease making war on individuals who choose to put certain substances into their body, cause no harm as such to any other person by doing so? Will the practice of monitoring and recording the private communications of individuals en masse, not even suspected of having committed a crime, be discontinued? See, the issue is, have you heard them talk about any of this in the debates? No. They don't talk about this. They don't even ask them questions about it. As a matter of fact, when they talk about Obamacare, they don't ask them what their plans are. Donald Trump put out a 7-point free market plan. Gives you choice, gives you competition, gives you information, gives you ownership, removes the mandate, replaces it with incentives. Do they talk about that? No. No, they don't talk about that. They want to talk about he and Megyn Kelly. Okay, that's the issue. And then you got Ted Cruz, who comes in and says, I'm Mr. Constitution, to appeal to the conservatives. He also puts himself out as a neocon. He was throwing the word around, using it like a dog whistle, but then he appointed all these guys as his advisors, and believe me, he wants the wars everywhere. Then he comes in and he says, he's campaigning in Colorado, he says, no, I'll let you guys smoke pot. It was just 2 years ago that he was saying it was an abuse of the executive for Obama not to shut that down in Colorado, because he just throws the Constitution around as he wishes. Stay with us. Anthony Gucciardi will be right back.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, it's Overdrive time. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and I'll be with you for the rest of the hour. The big news today is the protests in New York City, massive anti-Trump protests at the GOP gala, right? Some crazy things going on. We've got Rob Dew coming up at 2:30 live via Skype, and they've already set up some blockades, it looks like. He's got a report. We're going to play on that. Set up a, quote, Trump wall for protesters. And again, this is at the Grand Hyatt, New York, if you want to get involved, on 109 East 42nd Street, New York, New York, 10017 is the zip code. It starts at 6:30 p.m., so you've got some time to get over there. Let me tell you, if I wasn't around that area right now, I'd be heading over there. It's going to be some very interesting stuff. But if you can't get over there, and you're anywhere else in the world, you'll be getting it from us because Rob Dew's out there, and we're going to talk to him live here at the bottom of the hour. So, for starters, if you don't know what I'm talking about, massive anti-Trump protests planned in New York City Thursday evening. Organizers of these protests told Yahoo News they expect at least 10,000 people to show up for the protest. It's being held in front of the annual New York State Republican Party gala, where Trump and other GOP primary candidates are scheduled to speak. The demonstration is being organized by many of the same groups that were involved in the protests against Trump in Chicago that drew thousands and led the candidates to cancel one of his planned appearances. So what I want to do is I want to play this video here in a second about this Trump wall they're putting up for protesters, anti-Trump protesters in New York City by Rob Dew. First, I want to talk a little bit about the anti-Trump protesters. What's interesting to me, and look, there's been so many different videos, some of them quite hilarious, different meme videos and parody videos of the anti-Trump protesters, right? Many of them shot by Rob Dew and other InfoWars reporters and such. But what's interesting to me, okay, isn't that they're anti-Trump protesters. It's the sad reality of the debate that I see from both sides. So, for example, some of these videos, they ask the anti-Trump protesters, why are you here? Why are you against Trump? And they'll say something like, well, he's racist or he's sexist. And, okay, that'd be one thing. They ask, though, give examples on your statements. You know, do you are you against some of his policies? And look, I'm not a Trump fanatic at all. Not at all, okay? I could easily argue on different sides. I could argue for Trump or against Trump. I could say, you know, it's extreme that he wants to kill terrorist families. Or I could say, you know, look what he said on this issue, that issue, that issue, and bring up actual events, right? Or say, look at his, you know, previous record and look at it now, blah, blah, blah. But you ask these people, a lot of them, not all of them, not everyone against Trump. I'm saying that a lot of these protesters, though, it's very messed up. You say, well, what are you against policy-wise on Trump? They say, shut up. You're racist. F you. F you. And, like, spit in people's faces. Okay? I don't know if they realize this, but it's making those people look very, very bad. Very, very bad. When you're having a professional camera set up with a reporter and asking, what do you think about this? Just spitting in their face. Screw you. You're racist. That's really not going to go down too well. And also calls for violence, calls for assassinations. It's just so over the top now. So I want to go to this video by Rob Dew about the Trump wall set up for protesters in New York City to get us prepared. Again, he's going to join us bottom of the hour live. Got a lot of interesting coverage today. Let's check out this video.
Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com, and we're in the corner of Lexington Avenue and East 42nd Street in downtown Manhattan. Right behind me is the Grand Hyatt Hotel, where tonight will be the GOP of New York, their Republican gala. And as you can see, there's already protester barriers set up by the NYPD. They were setting these up last night, and they stretch, I don't know, basically about six blocks in either direction, because they are expecting a large number of protesters here tonight. There's a Facebook page out, one, Jews Against Trump. One 1,400 protesters definitely saying they're going to come. Another 3,000 said they're interested in coming. But last night, there was a rally in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I'm going to bring Joe Biggs over here. Joe, what happened last night in Pittsburgh?
Well, last night at a Trump rally in Pittsburgh, three were arrested, four officers were injured. Now, it says three people were arrested, four officers suffered injuries during a clash between Donald Trump supporters and protesters. Trump held a rally at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center Wednesday night. The mood outside the building was extremely tense. And like you said, there is a Facebook page up for this event today at the Hyatt. But think about this. How many people aren't on Facebook and how many people know about this? They're going to come out. That's just what we can expect, is around 1,400 people. But I guarantee you, in a place like this, a hotbed, there's going to be way more people. Today will be extremely tense, and it'll be something to keep an eye on to see how further rallies are going to happen throughout New York as he continues his campaign in New York.
Right. And then in Colorado, the protest site has changed. It's gone from the GOP headquarters to the Capitol in Denver. And Trump actually tweeted at least three tweets about the change right now. Biggest story in politics is now happening in the great state of Colorado, where over 1 million people have been precluded from voting. Here's the second one. The rules did change in Colorado shortly after I entered the race in June with the polls, and their bosses knew I'd win with the voters. Big protest march in Colorado on Friday afternoon. Don't let the bosses take away your vote. We are going to be there tomorrow. It starts at 3 p.m. Central Time, or I guess 3 p.m. Mountain Time. That will be 4 p.m. Central Time. We will be there with the rest of the GOP that did not get to vote, the 1 million GOPers that were unable to vote in that primary or caucus, whatever. They definitely changed the rules on it after Donald Trump got in. And now, if you flashback, there's a flashback here to another story. This is also on Drudge. Colorado GOP chair on Donald Trump looking forward to make to Fiorina making Trump look bad, and he actually said there's no way he's going to be the nominee, absolutely not. So they definitely ensured it in their state that Trump will not be the nominee by basically setting up a system where only Ted Cruz could win. So there are going to be big protests there. We're expecting big protests here today. But now, Joe, what happened at Tulane University? There's more free speech under attack. Here's a group, a frat in Tulane. Let's see. Here we go. I'm going to bring this up. Well, now I can't find it. It was on Daily Mail. It's talking about Tulane University, a frat in Tulane. They set up a wall every year for their pledge week. And then on the wall, somebody wrote, "Make America Great Again." And now they've told them, allegedly football players have taken it down. They've dismantled the wall. And they're being attacked basically for their free speech. They said it was a piece of satire that they did. What do you think about that, Joe Biggs?
I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, if they're doing it for satire, you know, whatever, get over it. The fact is, though, freedom of speech is under attack. This stuff just got to stop. It's ridiculous. Who cares if someone thinks differently than you? It's going to happen. That's what America is founded on. And yet you have all these people talking about what America should be. We should allow the borders to be open. We should allow everybody to come in. But they completely ignore the fact of another key part of being an American, and that's freedom of speech. We have to continue to fight. So come out of these protests. Come to Colorado. Come to Portland. It's important.
Travis, get a shot of this right here. Tulane University fraternity causes uproar after erecting Trump wall that reads "Make America Great Again." There's the wall. They say they do this every year as part of the local chapter's annual tradition. It builds a wall around its private property each spring ahead of its Old South formal ball. So they were getting ready to have a ball there, and they do this every year, and I guess some guys, you know, want to make America great again, so we can't have that in the land of the free, home of the brave, especially in Louisiana. That's in New Orleans, actually. Tulane University is in New Orleans. So we'll have more reports coming up throughout the day. We're going to be on the Alex Jones Show coming up with David Knight, and then again in the fourth hour. So stay tuned for that and more reports on the Alex Jones Channel and InfoWars.com. Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com. Back to you guys in the studio.
Well, there's that video by Rob Dew. You know, societies fall because they fail to understand and pay attention to the details. Our headline society, where everything is just black or white, A or B, you know, one side or the other side, is the road to total destruction. And what I mean by that is everything that's going on with the Trump, anti-Trump, just total chaos, is an exemplification of our lack of details as a society. You don't see someone like William F. Buckley. You don't see, you know, philosophers going up and pontificating about the anything, really. You know, it's kind of hard to find the words sometimes because they don't say anything anymore like that. But going on and talking about Trump's policies and specific points on Hillary and everything like that, it's now gone to, if you like Trump, you're a racist. If you don't like Hillary, you're a sexist because she's a woman and she needs to get in. And for me, that's absurd because I refuse to check any of the above. I refuse to align with something just because I can't understand the details of something. That's what is concerning about these anti-Trump protesters. And again, I'm not even sitting here pushing Trump. You can just watch these videos and they start talking about details with these people and they freak out. They hate it. They hate it. In these videos I've seen, there's so many of them. They just can't talk about the details. They want to label things, because when you label something, you can control it and you can understand it. If you can't label something, you can't understand it or control it a lot of the times. So it's almost like we have descended into idiocracy on both sides, because no longer is there intellectual discussion of things that actually matter on a big front. It's just so absurd. And what happens is we get sideswiped. You know, we get sideswiped away from these realities, like corporations having $1.4 trillion hidden in tax havens. 20 of the biggest profitable U.S. companies paid no taxes. One in five, according to CBS, don't even pay taxes. And I don't know about you, but I'm not very happy to write the IRS a big old check here this week. I'm not very happy about that, giving a large percentage of my income to the IRS, as companies like Merck, General Motors, Public Storage, Iron Mountain. There's a whole list here. A lot of these are shell-type companies that you wouldn't really recognize. News Corp. All of these companies are making just billions and billions of dollars and paying 0% tax. Okay? But, you know, we can't talk about that. We have to talk about if somebody's a racist. Not allowed to talk about that kind of stuff. Anyway, we'll be back. Rob Dew's going to join us at the bottom of the hour live from New York City where the rallies are going on. Also, don't forget, on Friday, he's going to the Denver Stop the Steal protest. And on Saturday, the Portland State Students for Donald Trump meeting. So we'll talk more about that when we come back. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the fourth hour. More to come.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks
works. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Lots of craziness going on. Coming up, we've got Rob Dew from New York City. He's outside with the anti-Trump protesters setting up. They've got a Trump wall going up because there's supposed to be 10,000 anti-Trump protesters at the New York GOP gala. So one more time, I'm going to give the address out if you're in the area, or just stick around and you'll check out the live coverage here. So it's Grand Hyatt, New York, 109 East 42nd Street, New York, New York. 10017 is the zip code. It's up on screen right now. Hey, if you're in the area, head over. Take some videos. Send them in. It starts at 6:30, but I think it's already heating up. And then also, I want to let you know that Rob and Biggs, I would imagine as well, tomorrow on Friday are going to the Denver Stop the Steal protest. It's at 3 p.m., the west steps of the Colorado State Capitol Building, 200 East Colfax Avenue, Denver, Colorado, where, of course, there was no votes. The delegates all went to Ted Cruz. And the next day, Saturday, they're going to the Portland State Students for Donald Trump meeting, which I think they're going there because what happens is, you know, there's like five students that support Trump and like 50 people come out and start screaming at them, cursing at them. That's Saturday, April 16th at 2 p.m. at the Smith Memorial Student Union. That's a Pacific time, 2 p.m. Pacific. The Smith Memorial Student Union. So check that out. It's also up on screen. Take a screenshot. Check it out. Look it up. Head over there. Take some video. Now, also, before we go into this next video to highlight something that I think is just so crucial with everything that's going on, check out InfoWarsLife.com. BrainForce, I'm going to pull it out here. BrainForce is 45% off retail, 25% off the sale price. Most companies would not even distinguish that. They wouldn't say 45% off retail. They would just say 45% and probably sell more bottles. But instead, Alex doesn't want to do that. He knows he actually wants to show you the real price that's reduced by 25% off sale price, but that is 45% off retail. Total absurdity. So go to InfoWarsLife.com and get your brain force. David took it this morning. Rob Dew raves about it. I take it. I can tell the difference when I don't. Read the reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. This is the real deal. This has ingredients that are prescription in Europe. It has alpha GPC. It has so many different compounds and yerba mate. So instead of drinking a big old sugary yerba mate when you think it's healthy for you, take some Brain Force, Hyperzine A. Just look up the ingredients for yourself because, you know, I can't get into all the things they do because I don't want to make any claims and I don't want to give any healthcare advice. So check it out for yourself. InfoWarsLife.com. Trust me. If there's one product you feel right away, it's Brain Force. So give it a shot. It's 45% off retail. It's the real deal. Now, listen, once a society goes crazy, it seems that everyone goes crazy. And once the people at the top, as above, so below, start to lose their mind and call people names, it seems the news cycle just can't help itself. So I'm about to play this video. I've got almost no time left in the segment to play it, but it's important. We have to play this. Kruzenbeck, Trump is a sore loser. Listen to this, what's going on in the news now over a sore loser. There's no votes, doesn't matter, you're a sore loser. Let's play that video.
Donald is a very sore loser. He doesn't handle losing well, and he throws a fit. He is crying and screaming and yelling, and he insults people, and he curses at people, and he attacks people when he loses. He behaves like a child, as Anderson Cooper pointed out, like a five-year-old. And the simple reality is, in the last 3 weeks, there have been 11 elections in four states across the country, and we have beaten Donald Trump in all 11 elections. Donald is panicking. He is scared. You know, Donald loves to call people a loser.
Mm-hmm.
Donald wakes up at night in cold sweats that people will call him losing Donald. That is his ultimate fear. And every time the voters reject him, and they've now done so in 11 elections, starting in Utah, 69% of the voters, we won a landslide there, got every one of the delegates. Then in North Dakota, very different state. They had their convention. They elected their delegates. Of the declared delegates, we won 18. Donald won 1. Then Wisconsin. The media said Wisconsin was a perfect state for Donald Trump. They said Cruz could not win in Wisconsin. It was an upper Midwest state, industrial state, not a very large evangelical population. It was a blue-collar, working-class state. The day before the election, Glenn, Donald boldly predicted a, quote, big victory in Wisconsin. The next day, he didn't specify for whom.
He was right.
And the next day, he got shellacked. We won another landslide, 48% of the vote, beat him by 13 points. And then Colorado. You know, the temper tantrum that Donald is throwing over Colorado is really ridiculous because they didn't just have one election. They had 8 elections in Colorado. They had one in each of the 7 congressional districts. And then they had a statewide convention. I was at the convention. 6,000 people at the convention were packed in there and voted statewide. In the 8 elections, Donald Trump lost all 8. They elected 34 delegates. We won all 34. Now,
and look, the reason I played that is to show you how much of a reality television show American politics has been.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in.
And George Strait's actually on tour again. Supposed to be his last tour, I think, last time, but he's doing a few more shows. Anyway.
anyway, all right, so we've got Rob Dew and Joe Biggs live via Skype, and they are out in New York City where there's a massive anti-Trump, purportedly massive, protest forming. It's supposed to be 10,000 people over at the New York GOP Gala Grand Hyatt New York. Now, first and foremost, send in any questions you've got to Twitter to me at AS Gucciardi or Real Alex Jones. And we're going to see also about getting to some questions since we don't have enough time to take calls. And I wanted to get some of those questions on everything that's going on with the anti-Trump rallies, the anti-Trump protesters. Send them in. Send in your thoughts. We'll be checking them out throughout the show periodically here. Now, Biggs, before we get into all the craziness, give us a brief overview of what's going on right now.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now, we're standing right outside of the Grand Hyatt Hotel. Now, this evening around 5:30 Eastern time, the Republican gala will begin. There will be people like Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and John Kasich here speaking tonight. Now, the people who put this protest together actually called into one of the local news stations and said that there's going to be about 10,000 people. Now, on the Facebook page that they have, there's only 1,500 people who said they're coming, another, 4,000 who said they're interested in coming. But I figured there'd be a lot more people. And as you can see, we'll pan over. There's a lot of police that are out here already thus far. There's barricades set up on both sides of the street for a block around any direction of this area. We're also right beside Grand Central Terminal. So things have been heating up. Last night in Pittsburgh, there was, some issues with protesters outside of the Trump event. Some officers were hurt and some protesters as well. So we're expecting a much larger crowd here tonight. Things will tense up. Travis tonight is actually going to go down to Times Square, and he's going to be walking up with the protesters. That's where it's going to start. They're going to march into this area, and from there, we'll see what happens. It should be interesting. Rob Dew and I will be breaking down footage, putting up reports on YouTube as well, and sending out updates as they happen.
So we've got an article up on screen. Pull that back up for just 1 second. Three arrested, four officers injured during clash outside Trump rally. I want to ask you a question on this about what you think will happen today, if you think it will be a crazy anti-Trump rally with, cops getting trampled and stuff. But first, 1,000 people on a Facebook invite and a group invite or an event invite, you figure less than half of those people are actually going to go. And 4,000 interested in going doesn't mean anything. You know what I mean? If I have any experience running some stuff like that, I don't know. I don't know if there's really going to be 10,000 people. What do you think about that number? And also, where do you think this will be headed if there are a massive amount of people there?
Well, I mean, based off how the cops are responding to this, I think they're taking that 10,000 number pretty seriously. And like I said, this goes for a block around in any direction. These guys are set up. They've been out here all day getting these barricades put together. Down to my left, they're actually currently starting to put a lot more of them together that way. So they're expecting it. They're not taking that lightly. But things can get crazy. We're in an area with a lot of traffic. It could bleed over. People in Chicago are actually tweeting the protesters here that are organizing this event saying that Chicago shut it down. Can you guys step it up and shut it down here? So there's a lot of animosity. There's a lot of people pushing each other, trying to hype them up to get them to see if they can do the same thing that happened in Chicago and deny people who want to come in here to this event or protesters that are for Trump, Cruz or Kasich from being in this area. So it's something that's going to be interesting. If you actually get on the Facebook page and you look at the propaganda they're spreading, the things they're saying, it looks like it could intensify. So we'll be here, like I said, documenting this. It should be a very interesting tonight.
Absolutely. You know what's funny to me is you probably have way more experience with this than pretty much anyone else, going out interviewing the protesters and stuff. Obviously, I'm all about free speech. They should be there. If they don't like them, they should be there. Great. Awesome. Again, I'm not a huge Trump fanatic, okay? My issue is watching people interviewed when you ask them questions. We talked about this a little bit earlier. Asking them questions. What do you think about Donald Trump? Or even, what do you think about anything going on in the world? And a lot of these people, all they can say is, you're a racist, you're a sexist, scream at you and curse at you. And actually, you came back and told me the other day this story you had. You were asking someone and they just started cursing you out when you asked them specifics. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because anytime someone has a different view of something than you in today's world, they automatically label you as a racist. So it's like, oh, you don't think the same way as me? Well, you're automatically a racist, or you're a bigot, or you're transphobic, or you're homophobic, or something like that. One of these phobes, So it's out of control, but that's what you're going to expect to see. And now you've got people coming out of this taxi with these Black Lives Matter signs. Look at these guys coming out in large numbers.
So it's really just getting started right now.
Yeah. Well, things are definitely. Do what?
No, go ahead, Joe.
No. But like you said, it's an interesting point. You know, anytime you actually interview somebody and you ask them, like, all right, so why do you think Donald Trump's racist? They can't really ever give you a reason other than, well, I saw it on the TV. The TV says, hey, there's a guy just walking by right now. What do you think about the presidential election coming up right now, man?
It's kind of interesting. The Donald Trump is kind of different than what they like before he self-campaigned. He's not have any special interest, and he's looking from the people's side, and that's what I like about that. And other protesters, okay, it's a free, you protest, this is a free amendment, you can speech, but you cannot get the violence like burn out of my head.
So you're saying that as well. You're saying a lot of these.
Well, hey, your feed's cutting up a little bit, Joe. But you know, I wanted to wait until those Black Lives Matter people got out of the taxi cab. Go ask them what they think about today. What are they here for? What are they protesting? You know, what's their deal? See what they're up to. You know, what's interesting also, like I've said before, if you want to say he's racist, great. Tell me why. You know, if you want to say anything, free speech, I love it. Just not cursing at people, spitting on them. Let's see if Joe can ask some of these people why they're at this.
So we're just trying to talk to people. I saw you guys getting out with all the signs. So what are you guys protesting today?
We're here to protest racist Trump and the fascist mobilization that has surrounded him across the country.
So what proof do you have that he's racist?
What proof do we have that he's racist? Every word out of his mouth, every word of garbage and dirt and insult. And this is really a people's movement from the grassroots that's going to say we're shutting down that message.
Do you believe in a peaceful protest? Or are you going to physically stop people from going in and violating the First Amendment rights?
This is a mobilization and demonstration. What are you talking about?
Ask her if she can provide one specific example of a statement that would mean that would support her claims.
Down the message of Trump.
But you're going to be peaceful about it, right?
We're shutting down the message of Trump. We're shutting down the message of
Trump. So you don't believe in freedom of speech?
This has nothing to do with freedom of speech.
How not? If you're shutting down someone saying something.
And racist speech is not anything to do with free speech.
Well, where did you hear that it was racist at? Did you see it on the TV?
Constantly. Nonstop. And everyone has heard it 100 times. So we don't even need to repeat some of the garbage out of his mouth.
All right. Well, thank you.
Well, ask her. No, I'd like to see. And again, you know what's funny is I'm not even. I'd like to hear her statement. What did he specifically say that supported her claim that he is racist? What specific statement? If she could just name one, please. I would like intellectual debate.
One question for, if you don't mind, ma'am. Do you have one actual specific they just wanted to hear? We're actually live, so like, well, give me one specific time that he's actually been that way.
One statement.
People are asking.
They don't want to provide a statement?
No.
So look, Joe, do you get this concept that people just want to label things? And do you, I'm sitting here because I've talked to people like this. I've talked to them. There are reasons you can be against Trump, okay? I could sit down and provide reasons and things that he said and policies I don't agree with. I could do it. I could go to an anti-Trump rally, and you could interview me, and I could say, well, you know, I think he's extreme in the sense he wants to, you know, apparently kill terrorist families. I'm concerned about when he says, you know, such and such and such. But they don't say that. They just say he's racist. And it's not about Trump, guys. It could be anyone. If this was Ron Paul, it would be the same thing. If this was Bernie Sanders, you know, anything. You can't just say blanket statements. He is a racist, horrible, idiot, scum. You have to have at least something to back it up, right? I mean, you don't have to, right? You're welcome to be woefully ignorant. But it would be great. It would really make your side look a lot better. No matter what you're against, if you didn't just have to label everything. Do you see, Joe, how people, if they don't understand something, if they label it, they can have power over it. So, for example, if you're saying something to me that I may not agree with or may go against what my beliefs are, which we should constantly be updating and advancing, I can just label you as a Republican. And if I've been groomed my entire life in an echo chamber that Republicans are evil or Democrats are evil or whatever, I can label you something. And then that is supposed to just shut you down. Like everything you say is worthless.
All right. What are you going to call me if I say I love to eat GMOs?
You're just a bad person.
No, I'm a racist, remember?
You are a racist, yes. No, exactly.
That's what it is.
They can't. And there are smart people that are against Trump, too, by the way.
But there's definitely a lot of childish arguments out here. Like you said, you know, if that's your only argument that, oh, he's racist, but you can't give me actual times he said something specifically. The fact that he's been in the public eye for mostly his entire life And no one's ever called him that before. But now that he's running for president, now he's a racist. Now they want to disassociate with this guy. Now he's not a businessman. Now he's not professional. Now he's, you know, misogynist. He's sexist. He's Islamophobic. You know, he's only saying things that everyone's thinking. They're just too afraid to say it because they're a career politician, and they're more worried about hearts and minds and trying to win over your vote with a lie instead of being honest and telling the truth.
I mean, how, and I want you to ask some more people, too. Find, if you can find anyone else interesting, let's get their opinions on this, if they think 10,000 people are going to come. I don't know if you can ask the police officers what they're expecting, just anyone around that wants to give you their insight if they look like they're anti-Trump protesters. But what's also amazing to me is the shift that happens. Like you said, so Trump being a respected television person to a degree, a businessman, you know, a lot of the media outlets saying, oh, yes, Trump is so great, he's so interesting. And then as soon as he runs, you know, it's a flip around. But what's crazier is people are supporting politicians that speak like robots.
Exactly.
I mean, what's going on here? They go up like Ted Cruz. Okay, Ted Cruz sometimes sounds like a robot, like a floppy disk is about to fall out of his backside. Like he's like just sitting up there like, Americans need to know that I'm here for you. You know, it's just so fake and so cheesy. How do people possibly fall for this? Isn't it time that we at least just appreciate realness, just genuine people? If nothing else, Trump signifies that people are ready for a shift away from the establishment system. The American dream is dead. The American dream is dead. There's no question. Corporations have $1.4 trillion hidden in tax havens. No one cares. 20 profitable, big profitable U.S. companies paid no taxes. This is just 20 of them, like Merck and General Motors. CBS says one in five huge companies now doesn't pay taxes. So we're stuck to foot the bill. I don't know about you, Joe. I'm not happy about paying the IRS this week. I'm not happy about being told that anyone that makes money and anyone that's successful is bad and they have to pay more taxes because the big, huge mega corporations and banks that we pay $183 billion a year, by the way, the banks get that money from us, the taxpayers, because the bailouts were so friendly. We have to foot their bill. And then if we say anything against it, we're the bad people. So once again, everything is pushed on the people of the United States. The talking heads get up there and act like they're the saviors. We're not worried about the $1.4 trillion hidden in tax havens, General Electric paying no taxes. I know there's reasons for that. I get the whole minutia of it. But all these companies paying no taxes, Apple having $181 billion held offshore. No one cares about that. Okay? It's that Donald Trump is racist. You're racist if you like him or if you even talk about him. I'm racist for even talking about Donald Trump. Not even saying I support him, just racist for talking about him. Do you see the horrible devolution, idiocracy level push down of the political system and the media system to where it is now a fifth grade level? Instead of talking about any of this stuff, it is just, you're racist, you're stupid, you're dumb. Why don't you ask some of these people about real stuff? Let's see if we can have one person have a real conversation.
Let's talk about this really quick, though.
Sure, go ahead.
The fact that they don't like Donald Trump because he's racist because he wants to build a wall, and yet these guys have a permit, and they're building a fence around their area where they're going to protest to keep us out, where we have a different opinion.
Hey, ask them what they think about their wall. I mean, they're building their own wall.
Why do you guys have a wall?
Is it racist to build walls?
Why do you guys get a barricade? Why do you hate the barricade? Why do you say spend all our money to tax the barricade?
Yeah.
They're corralling you into a free speech zone, you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ask him, you know.
Ask him what?
Why don't you just engage them and just say, hey, look, let's sit down and have an actual reasonable discussion. Just say, let's talk about a few things. Let's talk about some policy. Let's talk about what do you dislike about Trump's policies. Yeah. What specifically is backing up those statements?
Are you with them? Okay. No, they said they were setting up right now. They said they'll talk a little while.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, I'm sure you'll shoot a special report. Why don't you ask some people on the street what they think about this?
Hey, what do you think about what's going on out here? Oh, I saw you in the Philly.
Yeah, this is the East Coast. I had to come up so show support for the Donald. What do I think? I think if people knew what was going on, they wouldn't hate him so much. You know what I mean? The media hates him. The Republicans hate him. The Democrats hate him. To me, he must be doing something right. So I had to come up, show some support, do a little counter protest. Actually, just converted somebody. They handed me a leaflet. I sat there, talked to them for a little while, and they said, you know what? I never thought of it that way.
So what was the conversation about?
The conversation was about he's a racist and
typical stuff.
I said, I could see nationalistic. And this day and age, I don't mind nationalistic. You need that. We're in trouble. $20 trillion in debt, man. You can't just wipe that clean. So whatever he could do, I'll take a shot. I'll take a shot with Trump over Hillary any day. You know what I mean?
So what do you think about 10,000 people supposedly coming out here today to protest Donald Trump? And when you actually engage in conversation, it's usually just the typical racist thing. I mean, how many people do you think are actually going to have intelligent conversations with you, responses? Just like Anthony said here on the show, that there's a we could come out about Trump and say you're bad. But every time you engage one of these Sanders people, it's always he's a racist, he's a misogynist, he's sexist, blah, 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 blah.
What are they? You know, they're getting their news from the cable TV, you know, if anything. If they're getting their news from anywhere, it's probably cable TV. And that's the talking point. That's the story. And if they don't have anything on you, that's what they throw at you, that you're a racist, because then you know what it is. Then you got to defend yourself against that instead of...
No, he's exactly right. And by the way, that's a true East Coaster right there, and I can tell you that because I'm from the East Coast. The feed is cutting out a little bit, Joe, so I was going to chat for a second here. But no, definitely, that guy hit a great point. He said they're just repeating talking points. And sadly, it's really, really sad. You could talk to people. Let's say you talk to someone there in New York City, and they say something like, you know, Trump, such and such racist, such and such abortion, and you'll go over to another state or whatever, and they'll repeat the same things. Unfortunately, some people, most people it seems, have to repeat talking points, and they don't want to actually investigate because that takes mental capacity. It really, really does. And it's not just Trump. I get it. People are busy. But it really takes mental capacity to form your own opinions and look into things for yourself. And it's easier to shut down things just by using the same media tactics. But the reality is that the foundation is not there and the media is pretty much dying for a reason. All right, we'll be right back with some more from Joe Biggs wrapping up about what's going on over there in New York City, the anti-Trump protest, and much more. This is The Fourth Hour. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. Be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back. This is the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. We've got Rob Dew now, live via Skype. We talked to Joe Biggs over at the anti-Trump protest. It's really the New York GOP gala at the Grand Hyatt, New York. New York, New York. So, before we go to Rob and get his take on all this, all the craziness, I wanted to remind you that BrainForce is now 45% off retail, 25% off the sale price at InfoWarsLife.com. BrainForce is the real deal. You will notice the effects, I'd say, within 15 to 20, 30 minutes of taking it. Rob takes it. He's actually one of the new spokespeople for it because he worked for 20-plus hours straight editing a video using BrainForce. So it is the real deal. It's 45% off retail, 25% off the sale price. Now is the time to stock up. And check it out for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews. Hundreds of five-star reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. Read about what it's done for people that use it. And check it out for sure. Now, Rob, give us your take on everything going down. We talked to Joe. Lots of insanity. Lots of people that don't want to have real discussions about things. They want to label things. They want to call people racist. And, you know, the funny thing is, we're not even sitting here saying, you must vote for Trump. We're saying, why are you saying that? You know, why are you calling him racist? What are your thoughts on the issues? And it seems like they just want to scream and yell. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it may get past screaming and yelling because we had a sign right here just before. You can see it in Spanish right there. It says, Alto a Trump. There's also one in English that says, Smash Trump. So they are, I don't know if that's a call to violence or not, but that definitely seems like something. I got a young man here stopped by another InfoWars fan. Why are you out here? Are you going to be out here for the protest?
I don't know. It's probably going to be pretty rowdy, but we'll see. I'm open tonight. So there was a Bernie rally here in New York City yesterday, and, you know, all the trendies were there, as Alex would say. So,
Who are you supporting in the primary?
Trump, yeah. Registered Republican, you know, make America great again. So, TPP, NAFTA, GATT, the whole deal. I mean, I'm a regular listener. Thanks, Alex, for all you guys do. Appreciate you guys coming out here. And, it's tough. I mean, I think Trump might win New York State, but, you know, you come into the city and I'm not sure how much, support there is here, but people are great. I mean, you can't speak your mind anymore. It's, First Amendment's under attack. So,
yeah, we were at a bar last night and Joe just had a Trump sticker on his phone and it freaked out a couple people at the bar. And, you know, we went out with the cameras and started, you know, arguing with them, which we'll be putting that up soon. It was pretty late last night. We had to get a couple other videos up and we didn't get until midnight last night. So it was quite a scene here at a place called Rudy's Bar and Grill. And it was up that way. But what do you think this will be a violent or nonviolent protest tonight?
I mean, I just wonder how many pro-Trump people will be out here because, you know, I know upstate is a big area for him, but, you know, from what I've seen, from what you guys have covered and you know, Fox News or whatever, unfortunately, you know, it just seems the attack is coming from the other side. They seem to be the ones. I mean, sure, you know, Trump said, oh, you know, pay your legal bills, but I think that was more in jest, really. So, you know, First Amendment, I don't know. I don't know what to expect.
And it was a private event that people were getting kicked out.
Right, right, yeah. So, you know, whether it's the air hangar, I mean, that guy had some links to ISIS over in Ohio or whatever.
Absolutely.
So, I don't know if that was legit, but...
So, know. Rob, we have to wrap up here, so I want to get your final take on all of this before we go to break in about 50 seconds here. So anything you want to say before the end of the show?
I tell you what, stay tuned tonight. We're going to be posting videos on the Alex Jones channel. We may even go live on the Alex Jones channel because... The way things are looking now, it looks like it's going to be huge. Right now, you can't tell. I mean, a lot of these people are going to work, coming back from work, but these guys are gearing up. It looks like they have a lot of signs. Both sides of the street are blocked off, and it's at least a block and a half that way, a block and a half in all directions. So it's going to be crazy.
Right on. All right. Well, more coverage at InfoWars.com. Alex will be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. Thanks for joining us. It's been a lot of fun hosting the show. See you guys next week. And check out Alex tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And live coverage, InfoWars.com.